This audio recording will consist of roughly four parts: preparation for meditation, approaching meditation, consisting of two practice sessions, and then a full 20-minute segment of meditation itself. And I'd like you to consider that the 20-minute meditation session is an actual meditation being done by students, and the energies that are in the silence are profound. So don't underestimate the value of the silence while you yourself experience joining us in meditation. And the fourth part will be a very brief discussion with insights from students who have experienced this meditation. So in preparation for meditation, be conscious of choosing the setting. Although meditation can be done anywhere, from the boardroom to a battlefield, choose a quiet place where you can be undisturbed for a time. Create a notification for your household. A small paper sign will do, just with some scotch tape on the door where you close the door, and you have sacred time. It should tell your household this is a very important experience for you and you're not to be disturbed. In preparing your physical form for meditation, always remember, present your best, because after all, your connection to the very source of your being. So wear loose, comfortable clothing, and always remove your shoes. Now, in the time allocations, set your intention when you formally enter your meditation to meditate for 20 minutes, and this should happen twice a day, in the morning before your morning meal, and in the evening again before your evening meal. You should always meditate on an empty stomach, because one has a tendency to go to sleep on a full tummy. Now, in the instruction, the practice sessions, I mentioned very clearly that it's very important how you approach meditation, that it should be done with a profound sense of reverence. After all, you are approaching the sacred. There's a bit of an eye exercise you should practice until you do it well. I call it the sunset and sunrise practice. The 20-minute meditation segment is included in this recording so that until you're accustomed to doing this on your own, I actually guide you into the 20-minute meditation, and at the end of 20 minutes, very gently, I bring you out of meditation, back into your body, into the present. Part four is a brief discussion of personal insights by some of the students who participated in doing this recording. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for downloading Auberjau's instruction for the breathing technique of meditation. I'll just review the three rules you would have heard in the theory recording of meditation. The three rules begin: rule one, during meditation, the mind being what it is at this point for most, unregulated, in the process of meditation, thoughts arise. Those thoughts are literally holdings in the nervous system. And as thoughts come up, what we do is literally ignore them, but you can witness them leaving. Don't entertain the thoughts. But all these thoughts that come up could be considered objections to staying focused on the breath. Pay no attention to the thoughts. Rule two, meditation is a sacred practice and should be approached with great reverence. In a moment, we'll do a little exercise with our eyes to show the difference in our approach to meditation with simply the effect of the quality of the process of opening and closing the eyes. And rule three, any event that takes place during your meditation, such as thoughts arising, an itch, a distraction from a sound outside, refer back to rule one. They're just objections to staying focused on your breath. So in the process of this breathing meditation, we focus 51% of our attention on the breath. And if thoughts arise, we can just witness them dissolving and disappearing without entertaining them, without attachment. So now the approach to meditation . The eyes open and eyes closing process has to be done with great reverence. At first, now I want to show you the difference. I want to, this little experiment will contrast two different ways of simply closing and opening the eyes. So at first, what I'd like you to do is just suddenly just close your eyes and equally quickly just open your eyes. Now feel the energies around that action, both those actions, opening and closing. Now, to induce, if you will, an attitude of reverence, imagine yourself sitting on top of a mountain, witnessing the sunset. It's gradual. So just allow the eyes, your eyelids to close very slowly, like the sunset. And equally slowly, with great reverence, let the sun rise. Open your eyelids very close, very slowly. And can you feel the difference in the quality of the energy around these four actions? Practice this from time to time. Every time you enter into a state of meditation, let the sun set. And when you're done, let the sun rise. It establishes your whole being into an attitude of reverence. And every meditation you do from this attitude will be much more peaceful, deeper, and of course more rewarding with the results you get. So the breath technique of meditation is the most natural means there is, and it's the easiest form of meditation for beginners. Just observe your breath. Just notice the body breathes itself. There's nothing for you to do except to witness your body breathing. And in truth, whatever your perspective is of a supreme being, a divine creator, I call it God. We all probably do. But God is breathing you. We can't even take a breath by ourselves. It's this essence and this presence of God within us that animates our every breath. So in focusing on the breath, once again, remembering 51% attention on the breath, and the 49 or less, the thoughts that arise, and they will come up. Don't follow the thoughts, just let them drift away, favoring observing your breath. So let's begin with eyes open once again. And very gently allow the sun to set. And in this state of preparation, observe the body breathing. Notice how effortless it is. And with every breath you take in, just allow the grace of God to enter. With every breath you let go, whatever stresses, whatever tensions you might be holding, just let them dissolve on the out-breath. And now for a few minutes, I'll stop speaking while you simply allow the body to breathe, witnessing the breath and letting the thoughts just drift away without paying any attention to them. And now very gently bring your attention back to your body and very slowly let the sun rise. Very slowly open your eyes. And let's report on what our experiences have been. Did you experience any thoughts? And if so, did they take your attention? Or were you successful at letting them drift away? Wonderful. And now once again, very gently, let us allow the sunset. Very slowly, close your eyes. And again, witness the body breathing itself. And once again, bring your attention back into the room, back into your body, and allow the sun to rise once again, very slowly, very gently. Now, what did you observe during this minute and a half of meditation? Were there any thoughts? Were you successful at just allowing them to dissolve? Well, that's wonderful. And for those of you who got distracted by the thoughts, just practice letting them go. Practice favoring your breath. This is how we meditate. And now we'll enter into a formal meditation, which should last 20 minutes. When we set our intention before our morning and evening meditations, both to be done before we consume food, we set the intention to meditate for 20 minutes. And our internal clock will honor that 20 minutes. And for most people, magically, we're finished in 20 minutes. So once again, allow the sun to set very slowly and very gently. Close your eyes and focus on your breath. Very gently now, bring your attention back into the room, into your body, and very slowly let the sun rise. Thank you for sharing this meditation with me. This is how we meditate. And this concludes our meditation instruction. Thank you. Tell me how you experienced this meditation, Jan.
There were lots of interruptions here, and people going up and down stairs and talking and all of that sort of thing. And your instruction in the beginning was very helpful. The part about letting thoughts drift away. Drift away was just, it was so, I don't know, it was just so loving an instruction for me. And so instead of having an opinion about all the background stuff that goes on, I was actually able to let the thoughts just go away. So thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
It's important that all distractions, like I mentioned in the theory audio recording, that all sounds, whether it be a car backfiring in the neighborhood, or for someone dropping dishes in the kitchen, they're all just thoughts. And none of them are to be afforded any attention. And in being able, with practice, to simply allow an event to take place without attention, we achieve this transcendent state much easier. It just happens, and consistently, when I was being instructed many years ago during my years of silence, I was instructed or guided to leave. I was in a city in Canada at the time, near Edmonton, Alberta, and I was told to go into the middle of West Edmonton Mall. That's the biggest mall in the world. It's a huge, huge shopping center. And I was told to sit at the intersection of the greatest, the greatest crossroads of activity in the whole mall, and to sit silently there and do my meditation. Well, can you imagine the distractions of middle of the summer? I'm going to guess in the half hour that I meditated, maybe 15,000 people walked by with kids screaming and what have you. I was able to just transcend all the sounds. I had been in silence at that time about 2 years. And the instruction was to put me to the test, if you will, to see to what level had I mastered the art of meditation. And it was profound to have to actually realize that it doesn't matter where, when, what circumstances are going on outside. It's this ability to focus on the breath. In my case at the time, it was on a mantra, but to focus on this transcendent quality and literally to escape the clutches of the ego mind. Profoundly moving an experience. And Judy, how did you do?
Well, I did very well. For me, it's a question of when I go into a meditative state, I just sort of lose myself.
Yes.
In a sense that sometimes it's black. Sometimes I'm inside and I'm conscious on one level, but on another level, it's like I'm not really there. And the first couple of times it was a bit nerve-wracking, like I almost felt like I left my body. But I'm getting accustomed to that feeling, and it's just part of the process now.
Yes, that's great. And it is to remember that when we do meditation, and it's not about going to sleep, because that can happen, and it will happen to most of you. The idea is to stay focused on the breath and not go to sleep. Now, when the mind is transcended, the absence of thought is not the absence of consciousness. It's simply the mind has finally quieted into this place of connection with the divine. Now, are there any other questions that you might have or experiences you'd like to share?
There's one other thing that happened, and that was around the third eye in the middle of my forehead. It felt like I was breathing through that space, and it was alive.
Yes. Just, I'll touch on breathing for just a moment, because there are many, many forms of breathing. And these are advanced forms where we actually are guided into how to breathe through the physical body without the use of the lungs. There's a technique called pore breathing, P-O-R-E, like the pores of your skin. You can literally breathe energy through the pores of your skin. And you just reported, thank you, Jen, that you can breathe through the chakras. These are all different forms of meditation that can be instructed. And I believe to our students, when it's time, the correct form, the perfect form of meditation for you at that time will simply just come to you. Now, this breathing technique is an entry-level meditation technique. There are many. I could mention a dozen at this moment, and not that it's needed, but the correct form of meditation will come to you. And meditators frequently on the path towards attaining deeper and more profound means of meditation, they'll find themselves not transcending often, or having dissonant meditations after prolonged use of a particular technique. And it's simply that you have advanced now to require a deeper vehicle for meditation, and that vehicle will come to you. Now, I mentioned in the theoretical understanding audio recording of meditation that in my experience, I found the finest form for me. I use daily the Isheya form of meditation, and I have no idea whether I'll ever need another form or not. But this one, for now, is the deepest form and most effective form, because, like I said in the theory recording, it actually consists of a long series of mantras that actually not only allow us to transcend the mind, but also in the process of doing that transcending, the mantras, there are many, actually reprogram the core belief system, which is fundamental to restructuring our points of view towards how we experience life. So again, I thank you all for joining me in this meditation instruction, and we'll conclude for now. Thank you very much.